great. Karen.
Morning, everyone.
Morning,
Karen. I will just get myself sorted out. Excuse me.
Remove things in the way.
We'll just keep that in order just in case we need it. Right, so Doug says he's going to talk about the mouth today. So I thought, Cynthia, do you want to come up the front so you can see a bit better, but for all the big kids as well. So what's in your mouth?
Teeth.
Teeth? Yep, what else is in your mouth? Yep. What about this?
Tongue.
Okay, what comes out of your mouth?
Words.
Words, yep. There's a lot of other things that can come out of your mouth as well, but that's a good one. That's a good one to start off with. Right. So, I want to read a little verse from the Bible. Just bear with me while I get myself all sorted. And hopefully my phone decides that it's going to play again. All right, so it comes from James chapter 3, which is a great thing all about the things that we say. And it's verse 6, and it says, "The tongue is like a fire. It is a whole world of evil in the parts of our body. The tongue can spread its evil through the whole body. It starts a fire that can influence all of life." We'll start off. And then it says the tongue gets this fire from hell. So bad things can come out of our mouth. So, have you ever seen a forest fire? So trees being burnt? Ross, have you ever seen a forest fire? So, I got a picture of a forest fire. How easy do you think that would be to put out?
Not easy.
Not easy. Okay. Do you think that those trees are ever going to be the same? No. Okay. So, I thought today... I've got to do this the right way around. That I would just... I want you to watch what I'm going to do. I'm pretty sure there's got smoke alarms. I did check this out before I did it. Right, okay. Yeah, and I got my water. Right. So and I decided you're big enough. Yeah, you don't play with matches. What's going to happen?
It will light a fire.
Now I want you to watch how well it lights the fire. We'll see how this goes and see if I can burn my fingers. Okay. Tell me about what's happening.
It's spreading.
It is spreading, yep. What else is happening?
Burning.
It's burning, yes. I suspect my paper got a little bit wet. Okay. What's going to happen if it gets to my fingers?
Fire alarm is off.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, now, what did you see what I did before I lit that? I'm just going to drop it in there. Did you see what I did?
I got it wet.
Okay, so did the fire eat all that piece of paper? Okay, why not? Yeah, because it was wet, because there was something that was helping control the fire. See the bit down the bottom? Can I make that back to normal? Okay. Ever? How about if I wait 2 years? Okay. Yeah, you're right. Anyone else got any other... Okay. So, this
when James was talking in the Bible about the mouth and or the tongue, and saying how evil, well, how such bad things can come out of our mouth, sometimes the things that we say can destroy things, and we can never put them back. They can never be the same again. And there's other parts in the Bible that just say about looking after what comes out of our mouth, being careful about what we say, because some things can never be taken back and some things can never be unsaid. Now, the reason that I put the water there, other than to save my fingers from getting burnt, is with God's help, we can actually stop those flames from causing massive problems, okay? So if we have problems, and some of us have more problems than others with talking, we can ask God to help us to make sure that the words that come out of our mouth are good and uplifting and do not destroy people or other relationships. So, hopefully that ties in with your sermon. And
I don't need to speak anymore.
We obviously don't have a smoke alarm in the building, so shall we all pray? And Lord, thank you that you give us wise words in the Bible. Thank you that you have also given us your Holy Spirit to be with us and to help guide us and help protect the words that come out of our mouth. Lord, help us to remember that what we say can make huge differences in people's lives, and that what we say will only build people up and get them to know you better. In Jesus' name, amen. I did debate about bringing a fire extinguisher, but I thought that might have been a bit extreme. So, thank you.